Let's Bez Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Ervin Daf Nun Aleph. We are on the bottom of Nun Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. Amar Shvisasi Bikaro. If a person says, "I'd like to make my area of Shvisa at the base of the tree," Umahalach Mimakam Ragla V'Adi Karo. So then you're allowed to walk from where you are until the base of the tree. Alpayamama, 2,000 hours. Meikaro lebeis alpayamama. And then from your hat, from the base of the tree, you can go to your house 2,000 hours. Nimsa mahalach mishechashecha arbas alafim amam. So it turns out that once it gets dark, you can go 4,000 hours. Amar Rava vehu dechirahit leikaro mati. Rava holds, the only time this works is if you could run to that area and reach it before Shabbos. Remember, the case was you were like far away, you look at it, you see the tree. But Rava says you have to actually physically be able to get there in order to be Kone Shvisa. However, if you couldn't get there, then you don't get the Shvisa. The Meiri quotes the name of the Ravid, even if you yourself couldn't run there, as long as there's like a human being on the world, like some marathon sprinter, somebody that could have gotten there, so then that's good enough. Amale Abaye, v'achashcha lo katani. It says that the sun was setting on him, implying that he wouldn't be able to get there. Answers the Gemara, Rava answered back to him, Chashcha lebeso. It means he can't get to his house. Avoli karosh elilon matzi azo. But he was able to run and get to that place. That's one version of the Machlokas Rav and Abai. Ika da amri amar Rava, Chashcha lo kimaski kali kali, avol royit mati. Or Chashcha lo means, yeah, it would get dark. To him, if he would walk slowly, he wouldn't be able to get there. But if he would run, he would be able to get there. Rabbi and Rav Yosef have kaazli b'orcha. Rabbi and Rav Yosef were walking along the way on Erev Shabbos, and it was about to get dark. Amalei Rabbi the Rav Yosef teheshivis asenu tose dikla disvil achua. So I want our shvisa should be under the date palm tree, where there's one palm tree leaning on the other. Va'amri la tosi dikla de park mari mikarga. Or there was another, some say the story was that there was a date palm tree, literally, that is paying taxes for its rent, meaning that this tree makes a lot of fruit. This particular tree that was known to make a lot of fruit. Amale, lo yidanale, so Rav Yosef said to Rabbi, I have no idea what tree you're talking about. So Amale, Rabbi said to him, don't worry, smoke a light, rely on me. Desani, we learned in the Brice, Rav Yosef Omer, imha yushnayim, if two people were walking, echad makir vechad she'eno makir, one guy knows the area, one guy doesn't. No zesh she'eno makir, Moses shvisaso lamakir. So he said, just you could rely on me, like it says in this price. Now listen to this next line, it'll blow your mind. Says the Gemara, Velohi. This that Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, a halacha, in the name of Rabbi Yossi in the Brisa, it actually wasn't true. Rabbi Yossi didn't say that. Velotana leka Rabbi Yossi, the only reason Rabbi mentioned that Rabbi told his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yossi said this, was he wanted him to accept the teaching from him, even though Rabbi Yossi hadn't said it, Mishum de Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. Because we know the Rabbi Yossi from elsewhere, Rabbi Yossi had always glot svaras. He always said things, and Rabbi Yossi was Nimuko Imo. He always, we generally paskin like him because he says good svaras. Now this Gemara is nuts. So one Amora said to the other Amora, he made up the fact that this was in the name of Rabbi Yossi, so that, because he knew that was the correct halacha, but he wanted Rav Yosef, this sounds like two kids in school. He wanted Rav Yosef to believe him, so he said, oh, by the way, in the Brisa, Rav Yosef says, it's a Pella Atzim.
Maybe this was when after Rav Yosef was ill, so he was just trying to give him like some clues and indicators that he didn't understand.
So the Rishonim eventually don't give that answer, but they do ask this Kasha. So there's a Gemara Maseches Gittin Adav Samach Zayin that talks about the various praises, and on about Rabbi Yossi it says Nimuko Imo. And Rashi over there says it means he gives good reasons for his halachas. Rashi over here says a little differently, based on the Rishash, meaning the Rishash explains this way in Rashi, that Nimuko is a combination of two words, Nimokav, which means his speech was very clear. His speech was clear. So it's very easy to understand him. Now, the Magen Avraham in Orach Chaim, Kuf Nun Vav, Sifkan Beis, quotes this Gemara and says, learns from this Gemara that a person who heard a halacha and he feels that that is the correct halacha, he's allowed to change the truth and say it in the name of an Adam Gadol so that other people could accept it from him. However, the Magen Avraham asks on this, what do you mean? We learned in the end of Maseches Kala, Kala Omer Davar Mipi Chacham Shalo Gamer Mimen. If a person quotes a rabbi and really didn't learn it from him, that's a cause for the Shechina Shetestalik Miyisrael. You quote from somebody and the guy didn't really say it. And the Gemara says also Maseches Brachos on Dav Chav Zayin and Beis that you're not allowed to quote something that the guy didn't say. So in the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, he has three answers to this kasha. One, the case of Maseches Kala is talking about where they would have accepted it from you even had you not quoted this Adam Gadol, but had they not accepted from you, you're allowed to quote the Adam Gadol. That's one answer. Two, this that it says that Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, this did in the name of Rav Yosef, it's because this halacha was said in the name of nobody, so you're allowed to make it up for Rav Yosef. But if it was said in somebody else, then you're not allowed to say it. Third answer, something that you give your own logic for, you're not allowed to say it happened to somebody else's, but if you heard from somebody else, you're allowed to even say the name of a chacham who didn't say it. Unbelievable. The whole thing is unbelievable from beginning to end. Unbelievable. I don't have any better answer for you than those three answers, and I know none of those answers are that good. That's what the Gemara says, though. Really incredible. I like Kirshner's answer better, actually. But anyway, here we go. I have to see what they I go to the back. I got to go to the back of the Gemara to find more people who talk about this. Im eino makir, osha eino baki. So says the Gemara. Hani al payim ama heichen ksiven. Where do you have a source in the Chumash? Right, the whole din of Tchumen is a din de rabbanan. So, but we paskin most are rishonim. Paskin's a din de rabbanan, but. So, where do you have any kind of source? Where are they hinted at? We hold this through our bottom. So the Ritva says, when the Gemara here says, where is it hinted at? Desanya, we learned in a Brisa. Shvu ish tachtov. So that's Elo Arba Amos. So that's a ride that you get your own four Amos. Under you, we had that before. Al Yetze ish mimakomo. Don't leave your place. Elo al payim amos. Says Mar Minola. And how do you know al yetzi yishim kol means 2,000 amos? Amar Chista lamanu makom mimakom umakom minisa. V'samti l'cha makom asher yonos shama by the Ari Miklat. V'nisa minisa v'nisa migvul. So al yetzi yishim mimkomo is if it has nisa there. There's another pasuk es gvul ir miklato asher yonos shama. There it says yonos. And it says the word gvul. So now mako means gvul. Ugvul mi gvul, ugvul mi chutz. Pasuk also says, umatzos agada mi chutz le gvul ir miklato. Vechutz, mi chutz, dechsivu madose mi chutz le iras pas kema alpayim ba'ama. So after all the story's done, so the gvul of the city, Madosa Michutz La'ir, is 2,000 amos. That's the Levium cities. How much outside the Levi city he gets to keep? They get to have. Ask the Gemara. V'nelef mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef ama. The pasuk before that says 1,000. Answer the Gemara, done in chutz mi chutz, v'ein done in chutz mi chutza. Chutz is a better gzeir shava than chutza. Ask the Gemara, who cares? Am I nafkamin ha'tan d'vei Rabbi Shmuel? We learned v'shava kohen uva kohen zui shiva zui bia. You're allowed to make a gzeir shava even with two words that are totally different, as long as they mean the same thing. Says the Gemara, hani mi lehecha d'lekha mi didamile. That's only if you don't have a word that's exactly the same. I will hecha d'lekha mi didamile. But if you have a word that's exactly the same, mi didamile alfinon. Better to learn from the word that's exactly the same. Says the Gemara. Now Mishnah says, alpayim ama agulos. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna said around 2,000 amos, meaning round, and the Chacham say a square 2,000 amos. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, manavshach, I isle gzeira shava. If he says you're learning from the word amadosim chutzliras pas kedma alpayim ama, so why is it round? Peos ksivan. The Mishnah is talking about a square. The pasuk by the Migrashim, the fields outside the Levium cities was talking about a square. You get the corners. V'iles like Zereshav, if you don't hold from the Zereshav, then they don't have the source. Alpayim ama minoli. Where do you have the whole source? The whole source comes from a place where the 2,000 amos is squared off, not a circle. And to the Gemara, la'olam is like Zereshav. No, really holds the Zereshav. Shani ha'chad amakra, ze yelahem migrashe ha'arim. The extra word ze, l'ze atanosin peos, v'i atanosin peos l'shov se Shabbos. The corners work for the Migrashe Ari Levium, for the Ari Miklat, but not for the Shabbos. V'rabbanan learned the other way around. What about the Chacham who disagree? Tani Rabbi Chanani Omer, Kazeh Yehu Kol Shov Se Shabbos. No, the Zed teaches me that Shabbos is the same as this. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, HaMavir Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim, Einu Chai Vat Shemavir Hein Va'alak Sonan. Wow. Carrying four amos in Rishus HaRab, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, when you carry four amos, so it's not really four amos. It's actually 5 3/5 amos that you have to carry. Why? Because you are allowed to carry in a 4x4 area, and the diagonal of a 4x4 right triangle is 5 3/5. So, right, because basically it's, if you have 1x1, then it's, you get 1 2/5. So 4x4 would be 4 8/5, which is 5 3/5. So therefore, you're allowed to walk the diagonal. So you're only chayav for carrying four amos if you go out of your box, which would be carrying more than 5 amos 3/5. Now, this is assuming that you get the corners. So the Gemara brings another halach about this. Amar of Papa. Badik lan Rava. Rava was once challenging us to answer difficult questions. And he said like this. Amod b'rishus harabim gavo asar v'rochav arba. If you have a beam in the rishus harabim 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, Sarech hein va'alak sonon olo. So does the beam have to be, you have to have the corners to be Rishus HaYachid, or is a circle good enough? Varmin and lay, lav hainu de Rav Chananya, this is the same Allah of Chananya, decided Rav Chananya, Amar kazeh you, kol shov se Shabbos, that you need it to be squared off. And therefore, it's not considered to be Rishus HaYachid until you have 4x4 in a square, not just a circle. So we quoted in the Mishnah, Vizeu Sha'amru, okay, this requires a little bit of focus. Vizeu Sha'amru, Ha'ani Ma'arev Baraglov. Amar Rabbi Meir, Anu Ein Lano Ela Ani. But Rabbi Huda said, Echad Ani Ve'echad Ashir. So there was a dispute in the Mishnah about who is allowed to make an Erev without bread. So Rab Meir was the one who said, only an Ani can make an Erev without bread, but an Ashir has to use bread. Rabbi Huda said, no, Echad Ani ve'echad Ashir, both of them can do it without bread, the only stipulation of bread is to be lenient on the usher, that he could stay at home and send his shliach out to go put bread there. But if he doesn't want to, if he doesn't want to use bread, he doesn't have to use bread. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Echad ani ve'echad ashi, doesn't have to use bread. Rabbi Meir says, a lack of bread was only for a person stuck out on the range. He's an ani, he doesn't have bread. So then he could do it with his feet. Now the Gemara is going to present now a machlokas Rav Nachman Rav Chista. We're going to have to try to focus here. The Gemara is going to present a machlokas Rav Nachman Rav Chista about which case Rav Yehud and Rav Meir argue on. So let's try to focus. Amar Rav Nachman. Machlokas, the whole machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehud. Again, Rav Meir said only an ani can do it without bread, but an usher must use bread. That's what Rav Meir said. And Rav Yehud said, no, bein ani, bein usher do not have to use bread. So this machlokas is only where a person said, bimkomi. Where a guy says, shvisasi bimkomi. Meaning, he wants to be Kona Shvisa where he currently is. He's out on the road. Even in this case, this is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the whole machlokas is where he says, Shvisasi bimakomi. He wants to be Kona Shvisa where he is currently standing. Even in this case, Rav Meir holds, only an ani can do this, but not an usher sitting in his house. Do Rabbi Meir savar ikur Eruv Bepas. Rav Meir holds, really an Eruv is supposed to be Bepas with bread, not using your feet. And the using your feet option, but Ani, guy walking around outside, who da kili rabbanan alei, the rabbis were lenient on him and allowed him to not use bread. Aval usher, but a guy sitting in his house, lo. So they did not permit him to just use his legs. He's got to place bread. If he's sitting at home before Shabbos and he's got plenty of bread, so then he must use bread. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Iker Eruv Beregel. Rabbi Yehuda says the main Eruv is Beregel. And therefore, Echadani, Echadash, even a guy sitting in his house could just use the, he could just walk there. Whether you're an Ani, whether you're an Usher, is allowed to just walk there, even without bread. Aval bimakom ploni. However, if you're not standing in the place, you're talking about being Kona Shvisa in another place, away from where you are. Divrei akol Ani in Usher lo. If you're going to make the Erev somewhere else, everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda, agrees that only an Ani, the rabbis, permitted him to go to a different place and do this. But an Usher would for sure have to use bread if you're going to establish it in a different place. So the only time they have their machlokis is where the guy says, Shvisasi b'makomi. I want to do it right there. But if he's going to go do it somewhere else, everyone agrees the only way he can make it somewhere else is if he doesn't have bread, he's an Ani. But if he's an usher and has bread and he wants to go set it somewhere else, everyone agrees that he may not do it without bread. Just read the explanation over here to get it clear from Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So what does this mean? Klomar, a person walking on the road is considered like an Ani, and he sees a tree. So he's allowed to say Shvisasi Tachtav. But a person sitting in his house, he's not allowed to go say Shvisasi b'makom ploni, even if he knows a tree over there. Rather, he's got to use bread. He's got to use bread. Now, Rav Nachman's now going to explain the words of the Mishnah according to his opinion. Vizu hisha amru, and this is what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says, Vizuhi Sha'amru, sounds like it's a special leniency. Ha'ani Ma'ariv, what did the Mishnah say? And this is what the rabbi said, that an Ani can be Ma'ariv Baraglov. Man Katanila, so who is the author of that statement? Rabbi Meir. So the author of that statement is Rabbi Meir, who said that really you have to do with bread. Va'ahoikoi, and on which case did he mean to say that? A'enu makir o she'enu baki ba'alacha. That case is going on the end of the Mishnah. It's talking about a person who does not have a specific, he doesn't know the place, or he's not a baki in halacha, he doesn't know that he's allowed to do that. So therefore, he's being kona shavisa in the place where he is. And in that case is where Rav Meir says, even that he's mamish standing in the place, he's only allowed to do that if he's an ani. But if he's an ashir and he has bread, then he has to put bread down in the place. Meaning a case of shvisasi b'makomi, where he's establishing it right where he is. So if he has bread, Rav Meir says he's got to use bread. And on that case, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with him and says, no, he doesn't have to leave his bread there. He doesn't have to leave his bread there. If he's there, he doesn't have to leave his bread there. And what about the end of the Mishnah? V'lo amru ma'arvin b'pas ela lo hakel. And that statement of the case of ma'arvin b'pas was only to be lenient on the ashir. So that's the, so man katanila, so who said that statement? So clearly that statement is only Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that when the rabbi said ma'arvin b'pas, that's just a leniency for the ashir, but really the ashir doesn't have to do that. That's Rabbi Yehuda, who says really, bein ani bein ashir is allowed to be ma'ariv baraglov, the place where he is. And the rabbis only instituted the bread to be lenient on an ashir. He doesn't have to go out, but he can appoint a shliach. So the key point in Rav Nachman's analysis here is Rav Nachman says the whole machlokas is only by a guy who's out on the road and he has bread. So does he have to use the bread or not? So Rabbi Meir says if he's an asher, he's out on the road, shvisasi b'makomi, he's right there, he's got bread, he's got to use the bread. Only a guy who doesn't have bread, you can use that. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a guy who's out on the road, he doesn't have to leave his bread there. He himself was there. If he stays there, he doesn't have to leave the bread there. He could say shvisasi b'makomi, and he could take the bread with him. He doesn't need the bread there. So that's Rav Nachman's version. Now Rav Chista has a different version. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista disagrees. Machlokes, the machlokes is b'makom ploni. Not where you're saying, I want my shvisa to be in this place where I am. The whole machlokes is if you say b'makom ploni. You yourself are not there. You're talking about a place that's far away. That's where you have the machlokas. The Rav Meir savar ani in asher lo. Rav Meir says that case is where the only ani could do it, not the asher, where you're making an error far away. That only an ani is allowed to go there, but an asher has to put bread there. The Rabbi Yehuda savar echad ani v'echad asher. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, both an ani and an asher don't have to use bread in makom ploni. Avol b'makomi, but if you're talking about a case of shvisasi b'makomi, divrei akol, if you're in that place, everyone agrees you don't need bread. Divrei akol, echad ani v'echad asher. Everyone agrees whether you have bread or don't have bread, you don't need to leave bread there. Because even Rabbi Meir would agree, in this case, the Iker Eir Beregel. If you're being Kona Shvisa in your place, so the fact that you are standing there is good enough and you don't need bread. Even if you have bread, you don't need to place bread there. And now, what about the words in the Mishnah? Vizuhi Sha'amru Ha'ani Ma'ayr Baraglov, and when the Mishnah said, this is the case that we have in Ani using the legs, that is just a special leniency, man katani la. So who's the author of that? So again, it's the same as we said before, it's Rabbi Meir. V'ahoy kai, but what case is it talking about? Aha, on the first case of the Mishnah, misha baba derech v'chashcha, that a guy who is, he's trying to establish his, the leniency is by a guy who's far away, according to Rav Chista. That's where Rav Meir said it's a special leniency for an ani, for the case where the Erev is far away. But the case of a Ruvi b'Makomi, everyone agrees. So everyone agrees that that anyone could do it. So it's obviously not a special. So the special leniency is only in the case where you're making it far away. And what about the line at the end of the Mishnah? V'lo amru ma'arvin bepas ela lahakel. And the whole case of where the bread is only to be lenient on the usher, which implies that the ikur din is beregel, man katani lo, who states that divrei hakol. That everybody agrees to that same, because even Rav Meir agrees that ikur din eruv is beregel. And therefore, so the place where we're saying that it's only lenient on the usher, that he doesn't have to go out and get it. Rather, so that's Divrei HaKol. Even Rav Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the Ikur Din of Erev is Beregel. So again, we have a Machlokas, just to repeat this, we have Machlokas, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista. Rav Nachman says the Machlokas is where I'm trying to be Kona Shvis in my place, but if it's far away, everyone agrees that, only an ani, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that it's a special dispensation only for an ani. And Rav Chista said, no, the machlok is when it's far away. But if it's been Makomi, everyone agrees that anyone could use it. Even the usher is allowed to use it. If it's been Makomi, everyone agrees. So that's the machlokas, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista. So now, the Gemara wants to bring a proof. Tanya kavase de Rav Nachman. The Gemara brings a proof in support of Rav Nachman that the machlokas is in your own place. The machlokas is in a case where you said shvisasi b'makomi. This was the first opinion of Nachman. That the machlokas is in your own place, but if it's far away, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, that only an ani can use it and not an usher. So if it's b'makomi, they have a machlokas. But if it's far away, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that only an ani could use that. Tani kavasi de Rav Nachman. Echad ani ve'echad asher ma'arvin bepas. Both an ani and an asher could use bread in their place. V'lo yetze asher chutz l'tchum v'yomar shvisasi b'makomi. And an asher cannot go out chutz l'tchum on Erev Shabbos and say shvisasi b'makomi, meaning, and not use pas. An asher cannot use his feet. This is Rav Meir talking. Ela lemisha baba derech v'chashcha. That institution of using your feet without bread is only a guy caught on the way. Even shvisasi b'makomi is only a special dispensation for a guy who has no bread and stuck along the way. But a guy sitting in his house, he's not allowed to go out and go establish the thing with the regal. He must have bread. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Even a guy going far away. Echad ani ve'echad asher ma'arvin beregel. V'yetze asher chutz l'tchum v'yomar teishu yisazi v'makomi. V'zehu yikar shel eruv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even a guy sitting in his house can go out and not use bread. Even an asher. V'itiru chachamim labala bayis l'shloach eruvo biad avdo biad beno biad shlucho b'shvil lahakil alav, that he doesn't have to go himself. So from this brisa, it's clear that Rav Nachman is correct, that the whole machlokas is by a guy who's an usher who wants to go out and set up an erev without bread. And since Rabbi Yehuda here in the brisa says that the usher was allowed to go out and establish the erev with his feet, he doesn't need bread. So we learn that even he admits that the usher is not allowed to go establish his residence just by speaking, right? He wouldn't have to go out. It says here that he has to actually go out. That he can't just say, but with his mouth, I want to be Kona Shvisa there. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ase ba'anshei beis mamol uva'anshei beis gurion. Rabbi Yehuda says a story happened with the people of Beis Mamel and Beis Gurion. Be'aroma, a place that was called Aroma. Shari Mechalkin Grogros, they would give out dried figs, vitzimukin, and raisins. La'aniyim b'shnei batzores, to the poor people during the famine. Ubayin aniyei kfar shichin v'aniyei kfar chananya, and the people from other cities, which is 4,000 amas away, umachshichin alatchum, they would walk, they also wanted to get the free food. It's not only in Lawrence and Woodmere, but he wants to get free food. But they would go 2,000 amos outside their city, right below 2,000 amos. Lamacharas, and the next day, Mashkimun Ubar, they would come to Aroma. And Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a proof that even an Ashir is allowed to just be Kona Shvisa with his feet. Because these people, even though they were poor people, but they were considered like rich people. They had bread in the house. They could have brought bread with them. They could have made an erev. Nevertheless, they were allowed to be Kona Shvisa with their feet. So here also, this is a proof to Rav Nachman that since these people were wealthy people sitting in their homes, they had to go out with their feet and make the erev. They're not allowed to just use speech. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you see from here that the Tanaim only argued about a guy as being Kona Shvisa Baraglov. But as far as being Kona Shvisa just with his words, everyone agrees that only Aniyim that are walking in the fields are allowed to be Kona with words. Says the Gemara, Amar Avashi Masnisin Nami Deka. I could also bring a proof to Rav Nachman's opinion from the Mishnah. What do you mean? That even Rabbi Yehuda is not matir to make an erev somewhere else just with his words. Rather, you have to use your feet. Diktani, Misha Yatza Leilich Le'ir Shem Arvin La, a person who is walking, who's walked out of a city on Erev Shabbos too, because he wants to go to another city 4,000 amas away. V'hechziro chavero. And then his friend says, you know, it's hot outside, it's raining, it's cold, don't go. So he goes back to the city. Hu mutter leilich, he's allowed to go the whole 4,000 amos. V'chol b'nei ha'ir asurin, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He's allowed to go there, even though he didn't go and establish the erev there. V'avinam ba, ma'ishna inu, ma'ishna inu. What's the difference between him and the rest of the city? He didn't go, he didn't place an erev there. Says the Gemara of Amar Rav Hunach of Mayaskinon, Kigon sheyesh lo shnei batim. This guy has two houses. One house in this city and one house 2,000 amas away. V'shnei tchumei Shabbos b'nein. There's 4,000 amas in between the two houses. Iyu came into Nafka Leilu Urcha. Once he started going along the road, Havale Ani is considered to be an Ani, and therefore he's allowed to be Kona Shvisa just with words alone, just by saying he wants to be in the other house. And therefore he could Kona Shvisa in between the two houses, even though he didn't get there, just with words alone. Vahanach, everybody else, Ashirim Ninu. The other people in the house, they're considered to be Ashirim. And therefore, they can't just use Amira by itself. And since they did not go out with their legs, they're not Kona Shvisa, only in their city, and they're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Alma, says the one we see from this Mishnah, even Rabbi Yehuda admits, Kol b'makom ploni, if a person wants to establish a Shvisa in another place, Ani in Ashir Lo. If he wants to establish Shvisa in another place, it's only if he has no choice, he has no bread. He got caught on the road. But a guy sitting in his house who has bread, he can't just establish it. Only an ani could be Kona Shvisa, and not an usher. Shema Mina. So we see that Rav Nachman. We see that Rav Nachman is correct. And the Gemara concludes, Masni Le Rav Chia Bar Ashi Lechia Bar Rav Kamei Derav Echad Ani VeEchad Usher. So Rav Chiya Barash, he said to Chiya Barav, both an Ani and an Asher could be Ma'ariv with their feet. Amale Rav, Siyim Banami Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. You should add on to this, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rav Nachman said, that even Rabbi Yehuda, was only matir for an Asher to be Kovash Shvisa B'Makomo, but not somewhere else. Just by speaking, only an even an usher is only allowed to use his legs if in his own place, but not to establish in somewhere else. Rab and the Gemara just tells a story about this. Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, have a rogil de usi artivna lepumpadisa. He used to walk all the time from the city of Artivna to Pumpadisa, and they were more than 2,000 amas away, so he had to make an eruv of tchumen in the middle of the road. The Omar. He used to say every Erev Shabbos when he's in his house, Te'e Shvisasi Bitsinsa. He used to say, I want my Shvisa to be in this area in between the two places. And then that would allow him to walk to Pumpadisa. Amalei Abaye, my Daitech, why do you think you're allowed to do that just by speaking? Even though you're an Ashir. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lachka Rabbi Yehuda, because that looks like Rabbi Yehuda. V'amar Rav Chista, and you're following Rav Chista's version of the Machlokas, that Machlokas b'makom ploni, that Rabbi Yehuda even said is Shita when you're establishing the Shvisa in a different place. But that's not true. V'har Rav Nachman disagreed with that. V'tanya Kavase, Rav Nachman said no. Rav Nachman said the Rav Chista is wrong, that it's only Machlokas is where you're trying to actually establish it in your place. But Dibur alone to establish it somewhere else, that would not work. Rabbi Yehuda only permitted to establish it with Dibur when you yourself are there, your feet are there. But to say that you're just, well, you're sitting in your house there of Shabbos and you want to establish somewhere else. So yeah, Rav Chista said that would work, but Rav Nachman said no, that would not work. It's only when you want to say Shvisasi B'Makomi, Rabbi Yehuda said, that you don't have to use bread. But if you're saying somewhere else, you actually have to be there. Rabbi Yehuda admits you have to at least be there. V'tanya kavasei, and we had a brisa supporting it. So Amalei, Rabbi backed out. Hadri B, you're right. I back out on my statement. If a guy's sitting at home, you can't just say, I want to have my you have to walk there. You can't just say, I want to have my shvisa, 2,000 amos away. You have to actually go there, like Rav Nachman's version of Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rav Chista's version of Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, Rav Chista's version of Rabbi Yehuda is that you could even even if you're saying somewhere else, if you're an Ani, you don't even have to go there. You could just say it. But Rav Nachman said no. The whole machlokas is. The whole machlokas is shvisasi b'makomi, but you can't just establish with words somewhere else. So this is the machlokas of Nachman and Rav Chista about what Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were arguing about. A little bit complicated. We will finish till the Mishnah Bez Hashem tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.